In 843, the Frankish Empire fell apart, but the idea of an empire in Western Europe did not disappear. For a while, the imperial crown was located in Italy, within the Middle Frankish Kingdom. However, it quickly fragmented and lost its authority, with stronger neighbors seizing parts of its lands. The Kingdom of the West Franks also experienced a series of internal conflicts and briefly disintegrated. The Kingdom of the East Franks also did not escape the fate of its neighbors. However, here the cause was a particular characteristic of the state. Its foundation consisted of four large tribes. The Saxons, the Franks, who were called Franconians here, the Alemanni, who were now known as Swabians, and the Bavarians. The tribe of the Thuringii was too small to influence the kingdom's politics. Nordgau, a borderland between the Franconians and Bavarians, was evenly populated by both tribes and bordered the Slavs. Such borderlands, known as marches among Germans, served to protect the inner regions from enemy attacks. Lotharingia during these years was constantly a battleground between the East Frankish and West Frankish rulers, continually changing hands, and for a long time, only formally considered part of the Kingdom of the East Franks. Among the four main tribes, a system of single-person rule quickly formed among leaders, known as dukes, a term originally denoting a military commander. Over time, duke evolved into a high-ranking title among German aristocrats. Because the authority of these dukes rested on their standing within their tribes, their territories in history came to be known as Stem Duchies. One of the most famous tribal dukes during this period was Otto of Saxony, founder of the Ottonian or Saxon dynasty. As there were already more than enough reasons for war, German dukes sought more often to find compromise rather than to fight each other. This approach became the foundation of a key characteristic of the future German nation, their federalism. Thanks to this internal policy, the East Frankish King Charles III managed to retain all his father's lands. In 881, he also inherited Italy. 3 years later, he gained the lands of the West Franks and the Burgundians, briefly uniting the once unified empire. However, the various parts of the empire had already become too distant to remain a single state. Therefore, shortly after Charles III died in 888, nobles from different corners of the country again divided the empire into several separate states. Soon, Europe faced a new challenge, the Hungarians. In 907, they definitively conquered Great Moravia and opened a path into the lands of the Frankish Empire. They began annual raiding campaigns, plundering across Europe, and even reaching Spain. However, these raids were particularly difficult for the Kingdom of the East Franks. In 911, Louis IV, known as Louis the Child, perished in the struggle against the Hungarians. With his death, the local branch of the Carolingians came to an end. Instead of inviting a foreign ruler from the Carolingian dynasty, local nobles opted for their own leader, Duke Conrad of Franconia. Despite external challenges, he quickly fell into disputes with his own dukes and sparked a prolonged civil war. Just before he died in 918, realizing the catastrophic state of the kingdom, Duke Conrad of Franconia made peace and passed the crown to his main rival, Duke Henry the Fowler of Saxony from the Ottonian dynasty. According to legend, acknowledging his opponent's worthiness, King Conrad I described his choice of successor with the words, "fortune and noble intentions." Thus, power in the kingdom shifted from the Franks to the Saxons. The state definitively became German, known as the Kingdom of Germany. Henry I the Fowler implemented significant reforms aimed at strengthening royal authority. He forged an alliance with the church and gained its support. In 925, he definitively annexed Lotharingia, making it the fifth duchy within the German kingdom. To defend the eastern frontier, Henry started constructing a network of fortresses, known as burgs. In 929, he even launched a campaign to Prague. In 933, at the Battle of Riad, he successfully repelled a Hungarian invasion, halting their further attacks. The following year, Henry conducted a campaign in Denmark to similarly compel the Danes into peace, effectively stopping Viking raids in the region. Instead of dividing his kingdom among his sons, as was customary in Europe at the time, Henry the Fowler bequeathed his entire inheritance to his eldest son, Otto. Otto I ascended to the throne upon his father's death in 936. Immediately, Otto faced rebellion from his brothers. During the ensuing civil war, which lasted 3 years, Thankmar perished, while Henry secured forgiveness after his defeat at the Battle of Andernach. However, 2 years later, Henry attempted another coup against his brother, which again failed, but he received forgiveness once more. Soon after, through a successful marriage alliance, Henry also gained the Duchy of Bavaria. Shortly thereafter, Otto I appointed his son Ludolf as Duke of Swabia. One of Otto I's greatest successes was winning over the talented military commander Conrad the Red to his side. It was Conrad who brought victories to the German king in his conflicts with his brothers. In recognition of this, Otto I rewarded Conrad by marrying him to his daughter Liutgarde and appointing him Duke of Lotharingia. By 950, Otto's family had gained control over nearly all German lands. Thanks to this consolidation, the German king could finally focus on external policy matters. In 950, Otto I established a protectorate over the kingdom of Aerolete, Burgundy. The following year, he invaded Italy, which was engulfed in a civil war. Taking advantage of the pretext of protecting Queen Adelaide, who had been abducted by the self-proclaimed King Berengar of Ivrea, Otto crossed the Alps and swiftly captured Pavia, forcing Berengar to flee. Otto then married Adelaide and proclaimed himself king of Germany and Italy. Upon returning home, he appointed Conrad the Red to govern Italy. The Duke of Lotharingia quickly defeated Berengar's forces. However, to avoid prolonged conflict, Otto made peace with Berengar, allowing him to govern Italy under Otto's suzerainty. Meanwhile, Henry, Duke of Bavaria, attempted to sow discord through intrigue between King Otto and his son Ludolf, as well as his son-in-law Conrad the Red. Events unfolding in Italy only fueled this discord. In 953, Ludolf and Conrad organized a campaign in Bavaria. Henry fled to his brother, King Otto, who viewed the campaign as a rebellion against his authority. Germany was plunged into civil war for 2 years. However, Conrad did not desire war against the king and quickly reconciled with Otto, though he lost control of Lotharingia in the process. In 954, Ludolf also reconciled with his father after a defeat at Nuremberg. Taking advantage of the situation, Otto I seized the Friuli Duchy in Italy, which became known as the March of Verona. The war's outcome provided an opportunity for the Hungarians. In 955, they invaded Germany and began pillaging the land. However, they became trapped in a siege at Augsburg, where the heroic defenders decided to hold out to the end. Otto I swiftly capitalized on this situation. Gathering his forces, he marched against the Hungarians. In the Battle of Lechfeld, the German forces were outnumbered. Yet, Conrad the Red lured the Hungarians into raiding the German camp, and then delivered an unexpected blow from the rear. The Hungarians suffered a catastrophic defeat, which ended their raids into Europe. The success of the battle was so overwhelming that the warriors on the battlefield proclaimed Otto their emperor then and there. Despite significant losses in the German army, including the death of Duke Conrad the Red and the mortal injury of Henry, Otto's brother and Duke of Bavaria, the victory solidified Otto's authority and marked a turning point in his reign. From the banks of the River Lech, Otto immediately turned his attention towards the Polabian Slavs. Along the banks of the River Rasha, he defeated the Slavic forces and annexed the lands beyond the Elbe into the German kingdom. At the peak of his power, Otto was already hailed as Otto the Great. However, he faced another challenge from Berengar in Italy. In 957, Berengar captured the March of Verona, After that, in 960, he attacked Otto's ally, the Pope of Rome. In response, Otto embarked on a campaign in Italy. During this campaign, Otto not only seized all of Berengar's territories, but also was crowned with the imperial crown in Rome, acquiring the title of Holy Roman Emperor. Thus, the German kingdom became the Holy Roman Empire, although the exact term Holy Roman Empire would come into use much later, in the 13th century. To solidify his imperial status, Otto formed an alliance with the Byzantine Empire. At that time, the emperor in Constantinople was John Tzimiskes, who had come to power through a coup and was open to the idea of another emperor in Europe. Furthermore, he even married his niece Theophano to Otto the Great's son, Otto II, who subsequently became the new emperor in 973. Otto II attempted to rule from Rome, although he spent much of his life traveling and campaigning. His wife, Theophano, managed the politics during his absences. Meanwhile, the new Duke of Bavaria, Henry II the Quarrelsome, like his father, made several attempts to depose his brother from the throne. And just like his father, each time he faced failure and received forgiveness for his rebellions. In the empire, there was unrest on the external front as well. In 973, the Western Franks attempted to take control of Lotharingia, sparking a war that lasted for 7 years. The following year, in 974, Otto II launched a campaign in Denmark, capturing Schleswig. In 977, he conducted 2 campaigns into Bohemia, where Henry II the Quarrelsome had settled after another failed rebellion. Due to Henry's escape, Otto II divided Bavaria, where Henry had to rule. He created the Ostmark, which would become Austria, and Carinthia, which would become the 7th duchy of the empire. The plans of the German emperor also included annexing southern Italy, lands where there was ongoing warfare between local Lombard principalities, Byzantine governors, and Arabs from Sicily. Otto II defeated the first 2 groups. However, in 982, he suffered a defeat from the Arabs in the Battle of Stilo. Otto II lost all the conquered lands. The following year, he was forced to move north to suppress a rebellion of the Pelabian Slavs. He did not succeed, losing the North Saxon March as well. Upon returning to Rome, the emperor died from malaria. His wife Theophano quickly made their underage son Otto III emperor and began ruling in his name. However, Henry II the Quarrelsome, who had recently been pardoned by the emperor and regained control over Bavaria, once again made his presence felt. In 984, he abducted young Otto III, declared himself his guardian, and crowned himself King of Germany. However, Theophano orchestrated intrigues among the German nobility against the Bavarian Duke, and within a year, he returned the son to her and asked for peace. Theophano governed the empire from Rome. In her political agenda, she focused on religious affairs, strengthening the empire from within, and promoting cultural development. Otto III assumed full authority in 995 and continued his mother's policies. He achieved the Christianization of Hungary and strengthened alliance relations with the Czechs and Poles, thereby extending the cultural and political influence of the empire far to the east. However, not all Slavic peoples were amenable to Otto III. The Pelabian Slavs, who had asserted their power as early as 983, gradually began reclaiming their lands along the Elbe. It was only with the assistance of the Poles and Czechs that Otto III managed to halt the Pelabian Slavs by 997, although he never succeeded in fully subduing them. Just like his father, Otto III died of malaria in Italy. Since he had no children, the crown passed to his nephew, the son of Duke Henry II the Quarrelsome of Bavaria, who became Emperor Henry II. The new emperor annexed Czech lands, making it the 8th duchy of the empire. However, through this, he initiated a prolonged war with the Poles. The war was costly for both sides and ended with the signing of peace in 1018. In 1024, Emperor Henry II passed away, leaving no heir behind as well. Conrad II from the Salian dynasty, a descendant of the once-renowned military leader Conrad I the Red, was elected as the new emperor. The new emperor attempted to expand the boundaries of the empire, but suffered successive defeats from the Poles and the Hungarians. A modest success came with the annexation of the Kingdom of Ereleti, which was already dependent on the empire. However, soon after, Italians rebelled against Conrad II. It became evident that there was no further room for expansion of the empire, and internal problems were only escalating. Upon Conrad's death in 1039, his son succeeded him as the new emperor. Henry III distinguished himself as a talented politician. Unlike his father, who sought to establish authority through military force, he preferred cunning strategies. However, the young emperor also showed aptitude in military matters. This was immediately recognized by Czech Duke Bretislaus I, who pursued an independent policy of annexing neighboring lands, disregarding imperial prohibitions. In 1041, Henry III unexpectedly launched a campaign against Prague. The attack was so sudden that the Czech Duke did not have time to gather his forces and was forced to seek forgiveness from the emperor. Henry allowed Bretislaus to retain his title and lands, but to strengthen his control, Henry began resettling Germans in the Czech territories. This region in Germany came to be called Bohemia, named after the ancient Celtic tribe that once inhabited the area. In the same year, 1041, the Hungarians attempted to seize the Eastern March, but Emperor Henry III swiftly gathered a large army and confronted them, defeating the Hungarian forces in the Battle of Menfo. The victory was so decisive that the Hungarians not only returned the captured lands, but also agreed to recognize Henry III's supremacy as emperor and pay tribute to him. In Germany, this battle was likened to the victory at the Battle of Lechfeld, emphasizing its significance and impact. The Holy Roman Empire reached its peak of power. However, like any empire, it subsequently faced a long period of decline and, ultimately, fall. This became a characteristic feature of the following centuries of German history.